Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio Randy. Testing one more time. So let's see if we can get that to go. Seems like that's working. And by the way, I'm listening to myself, so you're going to hear a lot of snit. What do we also got here? Oh, Radio Next is telling me that I'm on. All right, I'm getting that. And that works. And let's see what else kind of mischief trouble we can get into tonight. Yeah, let's do a little music here.
Years to live.
pushed the wrong button. Oh no, I pushed the wrong button. There we go. Oh my God. Oh, let's give the religious right something to bitch and complain about. This is Coven, One Tin Soldier. It's from Billy Jack, the movie. Remember that one? Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Okay, that was One Tin Soldier by Coven. Yeah, it's. I want them to play that one at my funeral. Oh boy, oh boy. That's since we're having fun doing nothing, being ugly. That ain't hard. Man, I tell you, anybody had a face like mine, probably shave his ass and learn to walk backwards or something like that. Oh my. I know Ringo ain't on, so I'm going to play this just for shits and giggles.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids and worse. Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down in the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, where under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo. I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo. They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo. They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo. I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was the shed a tear for Ringo. Ringo. The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I'd planned to do. And she said, "Son, are you coming by?" And I said, "Mom, I'm really pushed for time. But honey, I'll see you in a week or two." And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today is Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'd just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'd be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. And I said, "Son, what's wrong?" And he said, "Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday. And I haven't seen her in almost a year."
Roses for Mama, today's her birthday. Roses for Mama, today's her birthday.
He said, I live with Grandpa now, but I promised Mama some roses, 'cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, 'cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them for just a dime. Well, the little feller's story kind of touched my heart. So I told the lady, just give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Well, that's when I told her to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. Well, I looked around, the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden, the door flew open and he came running back in. And he said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out my window, I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. Well, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and he said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove right back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? And she said, no, not yet. And I said, well, just never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Roses for mama, today's her birthday.
And that was Red Sovein, Roses for Mama. Or Sovein, how do you ever pronounce that? Yeah, good tune. Back in my early trucking days, I was really into Red Sovein and, oh, all of them, all that trucking music. I loved it. And somewhere between then and I don't know when. I lost all my tapes and stuff. Oh well. So anyway, sounds like everything's back in action again, working. And I'm listening to myself, and sounds pretty decent. Maybe find one more song to sing. I'm not going to sing. Woo. Hey, I got one here. You know, the Transformers, the original movie, Transformers the movie is coming out again. Big hype about it, at least on the internet. They're going to put it back in the theater. That's when they kill off Optimus Prime. Well, I ain't gonna even try that. Anyway, here's Stan Bush and The Touch.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Okay, that's Stan Bush, and that's The Touch. That's from the original Transformers movie back in the day. I think it was 1986, whatever it was. Anyway, I guess they're going to releasing it into theaters. For some anniversary. Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what. Sounds like everything's running halfway decent. Half-assed decent. Whatever. And we're going to pull the plug. And probably we're going to, if I'm available, which I'm hoping, I'm going to try and be on Saturday night after Pat. And that will be that, Pat. Adios, amigos. Hasta llama. Until next time. See ya.